Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Welcome to Pentecost Sunday. It's a very exciting Sunday. We're going to see a beautiful picture in Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost, in which a whole bunch of people, the text is going to say, from every nation under the heavens, they're gathered in Jerusalem. Lots of diversity, but they are united with the gift of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit that points them towards Jesus. And in a lot of ways, that's the picture I'm looking at right now. There's a lot of diversity as I look out here this morning. I see a wild guy with a tie-dye shirt. How did they let him into the church today? We have great diversity in our church, yet we are united with the gift of the Holy Spirit that points us to our Savior, Jesus. So it's just great to see all of you here this morning for an inspiring worship here at Peace. Just a couple announcements, and we're going to get into our service fairly quickly. The first is that we still are looking for a person to coordinate and plan the blood drives that we have at Peace. We have one in June and one in July. If you'd like to lead that effort, Ellen is willing to train you and walk by your side through those two events this summer. Do talk to Callie or myself if you're interested in doing that. And then the other thing that we're working on right now is making sure that our directory is as accurate as possible. So we kind of have a rough draft of our directory out in the narthex. If all the contact information and you're happy about the picture that's there, just hit OK. That's a big deal. If there's something that needs to be changed or you want to be Photoshopped or something, just go ahead and mark the change or let us know if you want a different picture, that sort of thing. So we really appreciate that. That's really important because it helps us keep track of one another and our members and in our care for each other. Then finally, before passing along to others, I just want to give a prayer update on a few individuals just since my recent email. The first is Cheryl Narver was hospitalized Friday night, spent the evening of Friday night and last night in the hospital and had a blood transfusion on Friday. Bill is here this morning. Bill, do you have any other details to share on Cheryl's?
I'm bleeding for the blood drive. She had three transfusions.
Yes.
Blood level was at 6 when they measured. It's supposed to be 18. They don't know how she managed to walk into the hospital.
Okay. So that's a great, yeah. She had three blood transfusions. Yep. So she was pretty low on blood count. That's why we do the blood drive here at Peace, for that exact reason. And then also, I just want to share with the Peace family, not a member of our church, but certainly known in the community, Severn Thomas. He is the State Farm agent in Philomath. He had a heart episode Friday, very serious. He has really shown very little responsiveness since Friday. And so we want to uplift the Thomas family, his wife, Char. Joyce has been up to the hospital. I've been up a couple times to check in on Severin. He's just a wonderful guy, and just hard to hear that news. He's 46 or 47 years old. So we're going to uplift Severin for the days ahead and the treatment that he's going to be receiving. Are there any other announcements to share this morning? Wow. All right, you were chatty before, and now. One other thing that we're celebrating today at Peace is the gift of servanthood. That's really a prompting of the Holy Spirit. It's not just marking something off and doing it. It's the Holy Spirit nudging us to serve and to care for one another. So our ladies they've prepared. Our Ladies Guild has brought the flowers this morning. We have some fellowship goodies to take part in. And then at the end of my sermon, I have a shorter message today, but a powerful message because we have pictures that we're going to show of all the serving that happens here at Peace. And we're thankful for Carol for putting that together. It's just a small portion of all the serving that happens here at Peace. We'll share that in the middle of our service. I think that does it. Let us begin this morning in a powerful way by asking our choir to come down to sing, Spirit, Come Down.